For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown continues. Vice President Pence has been meeting with Capitol Hill aides, but President Trump says the solution will only come when he and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer come to terms. House Democrats plan to introduce standalone bills this week, which would reopen agencies like the Treasury, but it's still unclear if Senate Republicans would approve the legislation. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says Wall Street would really like the shutdown to end.
At some point, if this hasn't been resolved, it could undermine confidence more broadly and then, you know, affect the stock market. And then, of course, that affects everybody and raises the odds of the economy going into recession.
President Trump is again threatening to declare a national emergency to fund a border wall, which would likely draw legal challenges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
A new poll about Brexit is out.
The poll finds that more Brits would rather stay in the European Union than leave it. Britain is due to exit the EU on March 29th. The survey by the polling firm YouGov reveals that if a referendum were held in the UK today, 46% would vote to stay in the Union, 39% would vote to leave. The poll of over 25,000 voters commissioned by the People's Vote campaign, which is spearheading a push for a second vote on Brexit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California is among three states where people are digging out from under 2 feet of snow. The Weather Service has issued avalanche warnings because of the blizzard conditions. Wild Card Sunday in Chicago, the Bears were defeated by the Philadelphia Eagles 16-15. Earlier, the Los Angeles Chargers defeated the Baltimore Ravens 23-17 in the opening round of the NFL playoffs. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
USA's Chris Barnes in Washington has the latest on a U.S. citizen who's accused of espionage in Russia.
Russia's deputy foreign minister brushing back suggestions that an American being held in Moscow on suspicion of spying could be exchanged for a Russian citizen being held by the United States. The brother of Paul Whelan, though, tells the Associated Press that he can't help but question whether the events are connected. Whelan, a former U.S. Marine who also holds Canadian, British, and Irish citizenship, has been detained in Moscow since late December, his arrest leading to speculation Russia could be using him to bargain for a Russian woman who pleaded guilty to acting as a foreign agent in the U.S. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says discussing a possible swap, including Whelan and Maria Butina, would be premature because Whelan hasn't even been formally charged yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports people are celebrating Mardi Gras differently.
Mardi Gras is officially underway. That means plenty of king cake across New Orleans, music, parades, and lots of costumes. Also referred to as Epiphany, it takes on a much more solemn tone in Italy. That's Pope Francis marking the Epiphany feast with a mass in St. Peter's Basilica. He's marked the Epiphany feast day by urging people to follow the path of humble love and care for those who can give nothing back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.